WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The newest member of the City of Bryan's Economic Development Team is a Bryan native. One of Frank Clark's first assignments was finalizing the deal that brings the new Axis Pipe and Tube plant to the Texas Triangle Business Park.
When I started, they had pretty much a handshake deal, an agreement between the county and the city. And what I did is just kind of took that handshake deal and worked with the attorneys and put some stuff down on paper, and it would go back and forth from attorneys. And, you know, sometimes you'd reach an impasse or a problem, and you just have to sit back and ask, well, what do we got to do to solve the issue? What do we got to do to make the answer be yes? You know, what kind of caveats we've got to put onto it? So we'd work through problems like that.
Clark says the sale of the property is near closing, and that will be followed by an official groundbreaking. Access is projected to employ 285 with an annual payroll of more than $10 million at the $120 million facility. Members of the Bryan Fire Department's Bagpipe and Drum Band are raising money to go to Colorado Springs in September. Lieutenant Todd Mack says they will be among 300 musicians along with numerous honor guards at the annual memorial service at the International Association of Firefighters.
They will be honoring the firefighters that have lost their lives this last year in the line of duty. And their names will be etched on a wall, but they're already on the wall, but you'll be honoring them by playing pipes and drums in, carrying flags in, and all the families of the fallen firefighters will be there. And they get an honorary United States flag and an honorary International Association of Firefighters flag, and they're presented to them at that time.
Family members and other city representatives will also be on hand to recognize Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, who died while battling the Knights of Columbus Hall fire last February. Max says Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran also plan on attending. A fundraiser to pay expenses will be held Sunday evening at 6 at Murphy's Law in downtown Bryan. Small business owners are being warned about a scam involving their utility bills. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says it's something they dealt with last year.
Basically, we'll get a phone call to a local merchant from an 801 area code, and the caller is representing himself as a someone with the local utility company demanding money or their power will be shut off. And they're demanding that money be paid in the form of a money gram. Commercial customers do get phone calls, but they're always during normal business hours. And from what I understand, these individuals normally call after hours or on weekends.
McKeithen says any customers with any questions should contact their utility company to verify the status of their accounts. You might think there's no relationship between ongoing debates in Washington concerning college student loans and Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan remembers funding the Affordable Care Act is tied to those loans.
And then Congress thought it was smart enough at the time to do hard sets of interest rates. I can just tell you that Congress isn't smart enough to set interest rates on student loans. And so we passed an act in the House back in late May, early June, that basically lets interest rates get set by the market and then gets the federal government out of the rate-setting process. To me, I'd like to see this put back in the hands of the financial sector where it belongs instead of on the books of the federal government.
Earlier this week, Flores was among House Republicans who voted to delay individual and employer mandates of Obamacare. Governor Perry has signed sweeping new abortion regulations.
It is a very happy, celebratory day for all of us who support life and for those who support the health of Texas women.
A short time after that, Planned Parenthood announced closing clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin. Spokeswoman Rochelle Tafoya says only the Bryan Clinic provided abortion services.
Really, this is the last chapter of the book in attacks on women's health. The reason for closing these centers is rooted in the family planning cuts that have been taking place for many years.
Tafoya noted the legislature 2 years ago took away two-thirds of family planning funding. The new state law, scheduled to take effect in October, is expected to face court challenges. The increased regulations affect 37 of 42 abortion providers in Texas. The Texas House has passed a new funding mechanism for highways to be decided by voters next year. Representative John Rainey of Bryan supports all money from the fuel tax going towards roads.
We're trying to make sure that things are transparent, that the money that is paid to gasoline tax goes for transportation. Most everybody believes that. We're currently 25% of that goes to education. So we're just trying to clean it up to make it look like the tax that everybody says, well, that's your gasoline tax, that goes to transportation. It actually does. We're not trying to hurt education in any way. We will take care of education.
The measure goes to the Senate, which has endorsed leaving the fuel tax distribution formula alone and generating the additional highway money from the Rainy Day Fund. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Few things demonstrate the power of nature like a major storm. Unfortunately, nature's power usually leads to you losing yours. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have the batteries, bulbs, flashlights, and backup power systems you'll need to weather the storm. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has all the batteries, light bulbs, and power-related accessories you may need during a power outage. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Brazos Valley Weather at 716 is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Hear the numbers.
This morning, we find some showers in the northeastern part of the state, and that's producing some patchy cloudiness, some of which may try to drift across our area today. We'll go back and forth between sun and clouds. Could see a storm. Highs near 90. Partly cloudy overnight. Lows near 75. It's partly sunny tomorrow as we start the weekend. Could see a thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny. Highs 90 to 95 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, SEC Media Days winds down in Alabama. A trio of Aggie football players are named to all SEC preseason teams, and six college football players are filing an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA. All this and more coming up in sports.
And you know, you first of all, there's an accident that's closed Highway 105 in two directions between Brenham and Navasota. So if you travel that, then make other arrangements. You know, you mentioned that story, and this has tremendous ramifications if this happens. I mean, the idea is, as this young man who you had on said pretty well, you know, we're the athletes, we're the machine, we drive this machine, and we're not getting anything. And he said he's not necessarily asking for a salary, but maybe some sort of a stipend, maybe something that allows them to be able to put some money in their pocket for the time that they spend, you know, not only in the games themselves, but obviously in preparation for it and training for it. And
so I'm guessing you're for that?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I understand how big the machine is, I mean, and how much money it is. And when the NCAA was formed, I think what it's going to do is it could cause the end of the NCAA. I think the NCAA as we know it may end because of this. And it used to be that they were the all-powerful body that oversaw college athletics. Now, the initials of the body that oversees all college athletics is ESPN. I mean, it's just not the NCAA. And it was a pretty interesting story. It's been almost 2 years ago, I think, in the Atlantic, about how the NCAA was formed and what it was, and they did control college athletics, but now the dollar controls college athletics, and because there's so much money out there, you know, without these student athletes, it doesn't happen. And we see a lot of people who are spending a lot of money to go see football, basketball, baseball, track, whatever, and these kids get nothing out of it. So I think, again, it's like anything else. You put it in front of a judge, and there's no telling what the judge will do, but there really are billions and billions and billions of dollars that you could be talking about, because it would be not only the players of today, but it would be the players of tomorrow as well that would benefit from this. So we'll see.
Yeah, and who knows? It's always sad when change happens, but if it turns out to be something that's more fair and better, then maybe it's good.
Well, there was a guy named Walter Byers who was the executive director of the NCAA for years, and he ruled the NCAA with an iron fist. And everybody feared him. I mean, colleges feared him. And it's not that way anymore. The NCAA is not nearly as influential as it used to be. I mean, you know, the NCAA is the one who changes the kickoff time for football games, right? Why would you want to be playing a football game August the 31st at noon in Texas? Why? Because you make money doing that. That doesn't have anything to do with the NCAA. That's ESPN that's doing that. And, you know, you can't build things unless you have money for it. And that's why they do cause these things to happen. And now as that pot gets bigger and bigger, back when it was smaller, maybe it wasn't so important, but as it gets bigger and bigger. And I don't know enough about these young men who have signed this lawsuit or been joined in this lawsuit. I don't know if they have careers in pro football. Obviously, there are a lot of people who will have careers in pro football, and they'll move on and they'll make their money, and they're not going to join this lawsuit. But, you know, it all starts someplace. It all starts someplace. Had it not been for Curt Flood, baseball players, professional baseball players, wouldn't be making the money that they are now. It starts somewhere, generally in a courtroom, and where it ends will be interesting to see.
Well, real quick, Scott, just kind of my idea on
sure.
that. Personally, looking at this, these guys are receiving, at least the good ones are, a lot of the guys – they're receiving benefits for this. I mean, they're getting scholarships. I think a lot of people undervalue or underappreciate the great things of getting a college education. Back in the day, that was not nearly as commonplace as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's hard to get a job without a college education. But these guys, they're getting college education. A lot of them are getting most of that paid for, if not all, for the really good guys are getting scholarships. They're getting top-of-the-line things. They're getting free tutoring. They're getting all these advantages. Nobody's making them play football. You know, and does the NCAA, does football revenue a lot of money? Yes, it does. It brings in, you know, billions and billions of dollars, like you were saying, but it's not like these guys are just going unappreciated. It's not like they're just going out there and they're having to work with old used things. You're not getting a lot of stuff, especially these football guys.
Oh, no, they're absolutely, they get everything handed to them. You know, I would agree with you completely on that.
And you don't hear the track guys, you don't hear the baseball guys, the basketball guys. Granted, that doesn't bring in as much revenue as football does,
mm-hmm.
but that's not to say that those athletes work less or what not as hard, if not harder than football guys do.
Right. Well.
And they're not valued with the top of the line stuff yet. It's the football guys that are coming out and saying, "Hey, we want these benefits and things like that." Well, you get a free education or you get free tutoring. You get
the opportunity.
Yeah, you get top of the line things. Why are you
Why are you complaining about that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hello.
And then you have the guys like me that suffer a career injury as a freshman, and all of a sudden your scholarship starts drying up.
Yep.
And got nothing but pain the rest of your life.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. And that's, you know, that's the other end of that, too. And, of course, we're seeing that even in the pros now, because that may not end well when you look at that situation. And, you know, did the professional teams do everything they could to protect those players? Anyway, it'll be interesting to see. All right, let's switch our shift to Sweeney, Texas now. Destiny Free. That's her name, Destiny Free. Got the shock of her life last week. She discovered she was pregnant an hour before she gave birth. I don't want to go out on a limb, but I'm just going to say that there might be some extenuating circumstances that made her not know she was pregnant.
Women can tell these things, correct?
I would think they could.
Things that happen to their body other than just getting bigger.
Do y'all really want to have this conversation? Because I can make it. It's going to go awkward real fast. I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
Well, just because it doesn't mean you're a regular, like, it could happen that even someone in good exercisal shape, that's not the right words, but like the marathon runner who had a baby a couple months ago.
That certainly, I think, was beyond generally the dynamics that we would discuss.
Well,
but
even
go ahead.
If you're overweight or if you are exercising a whole lot, that will mess up your cycle. And so if it's possible that they could not realize. I think it would be, obviously, it's highly unlikely that someone would not realize that they're pregnant, but I think it could happen.
The 23-year-old mom of three was suffering a stomach virus. She took a warm bath to relax and then felt her water break while she was drying off. Well, her husband and kids were asleep, so she goes ahead and grabs the car keys and heads off to the nearest hospital, where she gave birth to a boy 38 minutes later. I mean, this is a hardcore mama. Now, there's no doubt about that. I mean, okay, I guess I'm going to have to drive myself to the hospital because my husband's asleep.
Well, I think, too, if she's already had three kids. Well, wait, how old was she?
23.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, if she was older, it would make sense if she just thought she'd already had the change of life or something. But
no, 23. No, that's, and again, she's been there before. But there's more, okay? So she gives birth 38 minutes later. Mama says that she didn't have any fatigue. She didn't have any cravings.
Sure, not any more than a mom normally has.
Thought
right?
that extra weight was left over from her last child. She kept her gig, which included unloading several hundred pounds of merchandise every week at Dollar General. And, oh, did we mention, she had her tubes tied. Yeah, she did, less than a year ago. I don't know. That's what it says here. Mr. Downs is saying that's not the case. Anyway, the little miracle baby's name is Christian. Okay, excuse me. She thought she had her tubes tied. There's obviously a lot of things going on in this young lady's life.
She told her husband she had her tubes tied.
It's a trap.
So anyway, our champion of the morning.
We haven't ruled out stupidity yet here.
I didn't want to say
didn't want her to have a baby, then he should get a vasectomy. Anyway.
I didn't want to say stupidity at all. I had no reason to want to say that.
Kat, I once had a guy tell me, and this guy was married to a special woman, we'll just say, and he said, "You tell me how getting my vasectomy is going to keep her from getting pregnant."
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lucanbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take
Daycare of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all?
Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org, pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas. It's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Good morning. It's 727 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today and tomorrow, about 93 or so, and then we're going to ratchet it back up to 96 or 97 by the time we get to the end of the weekend. There is still a 20% chance of rain. Low each night around 73. Right now we're looking at 77. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Matthew Weaver, a business student at Cal State San Marcos, decided to run for student government. So he researched how to rig an election. Matthew stole hundreds of passwords from fellow students, and he used them to cast votes for himself and his buddies. Now, when authorities examined his computer, they found that Weaver's PowerPoint plan to doctor the vote. He'd be president, a position with an $8,000 stipend. His frat brothers would take the 4 VP slots with $7,000 stipends. Now, Weaver used keyloggers, devices that copy computer users' keystrokes to swipe passwords. Now, the plan collapsed when tech guys spotted irregular activity at a computer lab during the election. They caught Matthew red-handed with the keyloggers, and he was arrested. Then came the attempted cover-up. Weaver and his friends created Facebook pages using names of real college students and posted fake conversations, make it appear as if Weaver was framed. The Weaver forces then sent the fake conversations to the media. Surprisingly, no reporters ran with it. But the cover-up scheme infuriated a federal judge who sentenced Weaver to a year in prison. The school wants $40,000 in restitution, which is the cost of holding a clean election. Matthew, don't fret here, pal. A year from now, you'll be a free man, and I predict you'll be in heavy demand. Your skills in rigging elections and cover-ups make you a Democrat Party new recruit of the year. Your college life may be over, but your political life, boy, just begun.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear.
To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-259-3003. That's 1-800-259-3003.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Just a traffic warning at Highway 105 on the bridge between Navasota and Brenham. There's been an accident that's shutting down the traffic going in both directions, so try to avoid that area or find an alternate route. After normal office hours, scammers are hitting small business owners, threatening to cut off utilities if they don't send MoneyGrams. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says it's a scam they've warned people about in the past.
If there's any question as to the validity of a utility company phone call, you know, trying to get money from you, just verify it with your utility company, either Bryan Texas Utilities or College Station Utilities, to make sure that that's a valid request before trying to pay anything.
The targeted businesses have received calls from an 801 area code, and the caller has spoken in both Spanish and English. Both Bryan and College Station Utilities will call commercial customers during normal business hours, and residential customers will not be called. Calls are being answered every day about economic development opportunities in the Twin Cities. Frank Clark with the City of Bryan says there's another prospect at the Texas Triangle Business Park looking at building on 300 to 400 acres.
We sit down and did a presentation to them, and this is over at the Research Valley Partnership. They've been real active in being a front for that. And one of the ladies in the office asked them, you know, after the presentations, you know, what made this area, Texas Triangle Park out here, what makes it, you know, as a possible option? And he said, well, y'all got everything we need. You've got the power, you've got the water, you've got the sewage, the gas is there, the infrastructure's in place.
That's in addition to Gundler Foods, which Clark says is nearing the start of production, and the recently announced Axis Pipe and Tube plant that's valued at $120 million with an annual payroll of more than $10 million. A fundraiser in downtown Bryan Sunday evening will help raise expenses for the Bryan Fire Department's bagpipe and drum band. They're planning to participate in a nationwide memorial service honoring Eric Wallace and Greg Pickard, who were killed last February in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. Lieutenant Todd Mack says it will be his fourth trip to the International Association of Firefighters Memorial in Colorado Springs.
We have a firefighter on the wall there in Colorado Springs. We had a line of duty death in 1978. In addition to that, our honor guard is going, and numerous members of the city are going to be able to attend. Also, injured firefighters Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran are going to be able to attend.
Sunday's fundraiser will be held at 6 at Murphy's Law. The band will perform and T-shirts will be sold. More information is on the band's Facebook page, which you can access through our link at WTAW.com. The same day Governor Perry signed into law new abortion regulations, Planned Parenthood announced closing clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin. Spokeswoman Rochelle Tafoya says the closure follows the legislature slashing their budgets by two-thirds 2 years ago.
We're saddened. We can't express how deeply distressed we are as an organization that women who live in underserved areas of Texas will be losing a trusted provider.
The governor talked about new regulations for abortion providers being reasonable and common sense.
At the end of the day, House Bill 2 makes sure that anyone performing abortions in the state of Texas is doing so in a facility that meets appropriate safety guidelines, and that people there are prepared to handle any emergencies that might occur.
The Bryan Clinic is among 42 in Texas that provides abortion services. All but five will be affected by the new state law, which takes effect in October. More time is being taken in the second special session of the state legislature to address additional highway funding. Representative John Rainey of Bryan was among those voting for a change in how fuel tax money is distributed, which passed the House on Thursday.
We're going to do something one way or the other, I hope. We may have to compromise with the Senate. I don't know. But the Senate bill is basically the same bill that we passed during the first special session. And we were looking at it and felt there were some improvements in it.
The Senate wants to leave the fuel tax distribution formula alone, leaving one-fourth for public education. The House plan calls for all fuel tax money going to highways, then making up for school funding through the oil and gas severance tax. Any changes would have to be approved by voters through a constitutional amendment next year. And earlier this week, the U.S. House voted to delay individual and employer mandates related to Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan noted the president only gave the delay to businesses.
Well, that's really interesting that he puts businesses ahead of individual American families. That just shows the hypocrisy of some of the things you see around this town.
Also, with unions announcing their opposition, Flores hopes for bipartisan support in the House.
I think the Senate's going to have a hard time ignoring us, and the president will have an even harder time vetoing it.
Yesterday, the president countered criticism by highlighting the average $100 rebates being sent to more than 8 million people. Those rebates are part of the law requiring insurers to spend at least 80 cents of every dollar on medical care or quality improvement or refund the difference. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 75 degrees. Let's look at the news. I'm sorry, we'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your home is a canvas. Every room, a potential work of art.
It's my passion.
Come experience a gallery where you are the artist. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery.
It's where I can see and feel the way I want my home to be right now.
Draw from all the latest appliances, gorgeous sinks and faucets, brilliant lighting, plus product experts that make it easy to turn your home into your statement.
They shared my vision.
Nobody helps homeowners express their inner artist better.
They knew me.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Masterpieces made here. Get started today in our showroom or at Ferguson.com.
Updating your kitchen? Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting for the best in plumbing, lighting, and appliances from top brands like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom in Bryan at 2410 Osborne Lane. Ferguson, masterpieces made here.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The Prosperity Bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, Prosperity Bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity Bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra. The truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 8/5/2013.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
7:41, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure in control of the weather for today, but there are some clouds out there, watching some showers off to our east. Mixture of clouds and sun today with a high of 90. There's the possibility of a shower or a thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight, lows will be near 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. We'll have sunshine during the day on Sunday, and highs on Sunday are going to be somewhere between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Alabama and LSU take their turns answering questions at SEC Media Days. The Brass Valley Bombers opened up a two-game home series against the Texas Marshals last night. And Major League Baseball returns to the Lone Star State this evening. All this and more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 7:42. We do everything we can to give you the information that you need to make you the most interesting person at work. So this is the segment that we'll be doing that. By the way, in just about a half an hour, we'll be visiting with State Representative Kyle Cassell, and then Carl Mooney from the College Station City Council plays Jethro Trivia with us, and we'll ask him some questions, too. In the meantime, things you need to know that will make you the most interesting person in the office this morning. Hooters is changing their logo. That's right. Now, before you get excited, now it's see. Did you hear? She was really pumped about that.
Don't mess with success.
Yeah, it's still the big, you know, the large-eyed owl. It's just a slimmed-down version.
That's the stupidest thing I heard.
I'm just, you know, the marketing guy for the restaurant chain. His name is Dave Henniger. Says we want to keep the tongue-in-cheek wink going. Time magazine says the move comes at a time when Hooters is in competition with similar chains like Twin Peaks and Tilted Kilt, all looking for a piece of that whole pie, that buxom, scantily clad waitress thing. And the waitresses at Hooters are so nice, you know, quite often I'll see her, they'll sit down next to one of the customers to help figure the bill up. Yeah.
Or in the lap. Or...
Yeah, anyway. Mm. Yeah, now. Hooters says they'll eventually get around to reducing the uniform is, oh no, redesigning the uniform. Did I say reducing? Redesigning the uniform as well with a new logo on the tank tops. So,
At least it's not like there is a Texas town where they just had to change their law to add that you have to be dressed. Did you hear about
that?
It's a restaurant where
that.
The women, the waitresses, it's like called Redneck Heaven.
Okay.
And they just were painting themselves and wearing shorts.
All right.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. That was.
Probably not. Okay. All right, and here's the other thing you need. Twinkie's near-death experience may have ultimately been a good thing. Hostess Brand says demand for Twinkies and cupcakes is at a record high. I mean, in what world? I mean, in what universe? Oh, my God, Twinkies are back. I've got to go buy a box of them.
Hey, I'd go for it.
The Twinkies are a bit smaller, 38.5 grams. That's down 4 grams from the previous weight. But that hasn't shrunk their popularity.
Why do you think that is?
Why do I think what?
Why do you think they shrunk the Twinkies?
People in America are getting fat.
Yeah, they're that's it. Yeah, where is it? No, that's not it. It's someplace else. That's the sports tease. It's something else. Anyway, now, the deal is, I think that probably what we're seeing is an opportunity for them to raise the price. I don't know what a Twinkie costs. What does a Twinkie cost? Do we know?
Not much.
Per Twinkie or the package?
Well, the package. Is it a dollar?
I didn't go to the grocery store. I went to the gas station to get my Monster before I came up here. I should have looked. Yes. I'd only known.
Yeah, I haven't bought a Twinkie in a while.
There are people out there who would know. But I don't know. My problem is that they're not going to go away. Why do you feel like you have to go and buy them now? Is this?
It's okay. A celebration, Scott.
Is that it? Okay. Let's
celebrating the return of the Twinkie.
Let's assure these people that they have made a good decision to come back into the marketplace. Orders are 3 to 6 times greater than the production capacity, even though they are running their bakeries at maximum levels right now. Numerous retailers told Hostess this week that they had sold out of the snack cakes within hours of them being displayed.
Well, I think, too, maybe people feel like if we show our support with our money, then they're less likely to go bankrupt again.
Sounds like they're not going to.
They are iconic. Right. I mean, when I lived in England, when I came home for Christmas break, I bought a giant box of Twinkies that I took back to England in my suitcase and passed them out to all my course mates studying 19th century British lit.
Of course.
And they were kind of traumatized, but then they also kind of liked them.
Yeah, and then they became, because they kept
eating
them.
No, their teeth just got worse. I'm just kidding.
Could they? How could they? Checking your factoids for today. Sharks have existed longer than trees. Sharks have existed longer than trees.
Did Says you know some science guy.
Yeah, that's it. And zookeepers in Wisconsin have found a new way to keep their lions and tigers, but not the bears, oh my, cool during the summer. The Racine, Wisconsin Zoo is started feeding their big cats frozen bloodsicles.
Good.
Yeah, well, it's a tree. I mean, basically, it's a 1 foot cube of frozen blood.
That is really sick.
Well, why?
That's just gross.
Well, but it keeps them cool, and it's something that they would eat.
Well, you give them ice. They don't need blood.
Well, they are carnivores.
Yeah, but that's just kind of nasty.
Is this O positive flavored?
Yeah. Hello.
When I was studying in Chihuahua,
yeah,
the Aztec dentistry, I would take the we call them chicones, but the Twinkies down there, and give them to my friends.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Most guys don't delve into a conversation about romantic love very often because they consider it weak. And that's too bad because love is anything but soft. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Guys, when you hear the words romantic love, what images come to mind? Thanks to Hollywood, it's probably stuff like a bouquet of roses, beautiful weddings, or strolls along the beach at sunset. We've been conditioned to associate romantic love with things that are tender and nurturing. Love is all of these things, of course, but frilly ideas like that don't usually resonate with men. And that's really unfortunate because love has a strong side that transcends all of the soft imagery that traditionally characterizes it. As G.K. Chesterton observed, a true soldier fights not because he hates what's in front of him, but because he loves what's behind him. In other words, it's love that drives soldiers forward into battle to defend their country. And it's love that gives parents the courage to make difficult, often heart-wrenching choices to steer a rebellious child in the right direction. At its core, love is strong. It empowers us to take a stand against anything that would threaten the well-being of the people we care about. It doesn't matter whether it's people or bad choices coming against a member of our family. Love is courageous and, when necessary, fiercely protective. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sports fans, I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sports Update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best and customized marketing solutions for your business. The third and final installment of the SEC Media Days took place yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama, and it was defending champion Alabama's turn to talk with the media. A lot has been made in the recent weeks of Crimson Tide's renewed rivalry with Texas A&M, and there have even been some reports of Bama players watching replays of last year's loss for motivation. Here's Coach Nick Saban.
Well, that's news to me. You know, I find out a lot of things here. The first game is the most important game to us right now, and that's Virginia Tech, because we're going to play our games one game at a time, and we have a tremendous amount of respect for that. But the Texas A&M is a division game. It is a team that we did not have much success against a year ago, so that's certainly a point of emphasis for us as coaches to be able to do a better job for our players this year than we did last year.
Of course, all of that will come to a head on September 14th when the Aggies host the Tide in front of the 12th man at Kyle Field. Yesterday was also LSU's turn to talk. Tigers head coach Les Miles says running back Jeremy Hill is still not welcome back to the team. Hill remains indefinitely suspended after being formally charged Monday with misdemeanor simple battery from a fight in April in a bar parking lot. A trio of Aggies earned preseason All-SEC accolades, and the Texas A&M football team was picked to finish second in the SEC Western Division behind Alabama. Sophomore quarterback and reigning Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel joined senior All-American offensive lineman Jake Matthews on the first team. Meanwhile, sophomore wide receiver Mike Evans represented Texas A&M on the second team offense. The Brazos Valley Bombers kicked off their four-game homestand on a winning note last night, edging the Texas Marshals 4-3. Center fielder Graham McIntyre led the Bombers at the plate, going 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Here he is after the game.
Staying on the ball. I got a couple of breaking balls up that I stayed on. Actually got some good pitches to hit, so that's about it. Barreled some up.
The Bombers will host the Marshals again tonight at 7:05. It'll be Aggie night at the ballpark with several Aggie athletes, alumni, and coaches throwing out the first pitch. It'll also be Kaboom Bobblehead Night featuring the Bombers mascot all decked out in Aggie gear. So if you can't make it out to the ball game, you can catch the broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Six current college football players from major programs have joined a federal antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA, significantly raising the stakes in a court battle that challenges the economic model of big-time college sports. The players are Vanderbilt linebacker Chase Garnum, Clemson cornerback Darius Robinson, Minnesota tight end Moses Alapate, and wide receiver Victor Kais, as well as Arizona linebacker Jake Fisher and kicker Jake Smith. Here's Smith on ESPN.
For me, it's about the money and the fact that the revenue that's generated is so vast, and the players and basically the people that drive the engine that is the NCAA and drive such large revenues don't really see a dime of it. And it's not the fact that I think players should necessarily be paid, but I think that we have a value, and we're the only class of citizens in the country that can't capitalize on your value when it's at your highest. Where do we get our value? Where do we get compensated for our fair value when we drive such a large engine?
By adding their names to a highly contentious lawsuit originally filed in 2009 by former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon, the players, all from college football's largest conferences, enhance the chances that damages in the suit could reach into the billions of dollars. The Texas Rangers and Houston Astros will both return to action tonight following the four-day All-Star break. The Rangers, who are two games back of the Oakland A's in the American League West, will host the Baltimore Orioles at 7:05 with coverage on the Zone HD, while the Astros will look to start the second half of the season on a high note when they host the Seattle Mariners at 7:10. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Josh Brent says he's retiring from football as he faces a trial for a fatal crash that killed a teammate. Brent is charged with intoxication manslaughter in a December crash that killed Jerry Brown, a Cowboys practice squad player and close friend of Brent's. Police say he was also driving drunk the night of the crash. Brent has since tested positive for marijuana twice while on bond. He's released from jail earlier this month. The NBA Board of Governors has unanimously approved changing the Charlotte Bobcats name back to the Hornets, beginning for the 2014-15 season. The Hornets brand became available when the New Orleans Pelicans officially gave it up earlier this year as part of their own name change. The Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans back in 2002, and the Bobcats joined the league as an expansion team in 2004. Commissioner David Stern said Bobcats owner Michael Jordan has been in discussions to get the Hornets name back since he bought the team back in 2010. Second round play is underway at the British Open. Zach Johnson had a 5-under-66 for a one-shot lead entering today's round, with Tiger Woods 3 shots off the lead as he chases his first major title in 5 years. And there are only 3 stages left in the 2013 Tour de France, and the leader remains Britain's Chris Froome. He finished 7th in yesterday's 18th stage and is more than 5 minutes in front of Alberto Contador. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Awards & More. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
You know, you talked about how it's pretty sparse when it comes to the number of Aggies that are on the SEC preseason team.
Yeah, only 3.
What's amazing to me is 0 on all three of the defensive teams. I mean, can you tell me that there is not going to be a Texas A&M football player who is good enough to make you the first, second, or third team?
I mean,
the SEC?
It's all preseason stuff, so it's things that, you know, experts make their predictions, whatever good that is. And we had quite a few guys graduate last year. Of course, Spencer Neely, a lot of our linebacking core.
But my question is, if they're going to pick them second in the division, is that right?
Behind Alabama, with no defensive players. Hey, we got Johnny Football.
Okay,
Johnny Football is going to play defense.
Okay,
well,
got to play both sides. Okay, very good. Thanks.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 731-13, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern.